everybody. Welcome to another podcast, another episode?
Episode, yeah.
Episode of the Middle Child Syndrome podcast.
That's right.
Did you like the high note that I hit there?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was quite spectacular, to be honest.
You know what also I think spectacular? Also I think is spectacular. You? Because you're nice.
Oh, that's
also,
very kind.
Becoming a mage and becoming the ultimate battle mage. That's right. Just now, I got a game called Spellbreak.
Mere hours ago. Wait, probably not even that. Mere minutes ago.
Yeah, and it's really cool. It's a battle royale, but just with magic. So, yeah, and so you, like, drop down, and you've got this gauntlet thing that you fires, like, magic things, so you've got... There's, like, ice, wind, fire, toxic, and some other stuff. Yeah, it's really cool. So I played a game of it, and I came 23rd out of 100.
Wow, that's really good.
On my first go.
Wow. First quartile.
Yeah.
Impressive. That's really good.
Yeah.
So that's what you've been playing just now.
Yeah.
There's a new Battle Royale game. Or is it new, or has it been around for a while?
I think it's relatively new.
Hmm.
It's kind of like, kind of new, but kind of old.
You never really played any Battle Royale games before, have you?
No.
They're all the rage these days, aren't they?
Hmm. But I think this one's awesome.
That sounds good.
It looks really good as well.
Oh, cool.
So I'd also recommend it, because it's good. I like it.
Why isn't there like a cow-based game like this, called Cattle Royale?
Because nobody wants to be a cow fighting other cows.
Really? Why not?
That's silly.
Is it? You could have like a horns thing where you charge at them.
No.
Or you could like hoof them. Boop, boop, boof.
No.
No? No. Some kind of milk cannon?
No. No.
So you're saying Cattle Royale Owl has limited appeal?
Yes.
Well, now I've got beef with you. Ba 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 ba.
So.
So, how are you, Rafferty?
I'm good.
Last time around we talked about lockdown. Still in lockdown. How's it going? Still locked down. And obviously in our house we take it very seriously. Rafferty is confined to his room. We're actually constructing this podcast through a plexiglass screen that we've installed on Rafferty's door. He's not allowed to leave apart from 20 minutes a day in which he's allowed to wander around in the garden.
Yeah, basically.
Hmm. Some say it's too far and it's too much like prison. I disagree.
It's really not like that. No. I actually like go out, I do my schoolwork, I have lunch, all the basic necessities.
Mm. Lunch
the
is...
bare necessities, the bare necessities.
Forget about your worries and your strife. Who needs the bare necessities when you can just have some nice cheese?
Daddy!
Well, obviously you wouldn't have any nice cheese because... Fun fact, listeners, Rafferty does not like cheese.
Unless it's melted
on the top of something, like a pizza.
Yes.
Or a block of cheese.
What?
Melted cheese on your cheese. Cheese.
No.
Melted cheese.
No. Speaking of pizza, last night, Daddy was watching the...
Oh yeah, I stayed up late to watch the Super Bowl.
It's called the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah, it's called the Super Bowl.
Oh my god, I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Did you just burp? Did you just sneak a burp? Oh no, don't burp on the podcast, that's awful. So yes, myself and Rafferty's older brother stayed up late to watch the Super Bowl last night, and we had...
pizza.
Had a bit of pizza, yeah. Stanley might have even had a little beery beer.
It's illegal, I tell you, it's illegal.
I don't think it is, actually.
I think I'm going to stroke Betty.
Oh yeah, the cat's in here. The cat often joins us for our recordings. I think she's a big fan. She's never really given us any feedback though, which, you know, it's fine. She's mysterious and all the rest. Yeah, don't touch her paws. She'll cut you up real bad.
Yeah, earlier she was trying to eat me alive.
Well, she was probably like, tasty, right?
She was trying to eat me. But now I'm giving
So what have you been up to, Rafferty? Anything much?
Nah, regular.
You've started getting some exercise, coming out for walks?
Yeah.
In the evening, Rafferty and I walk the dog in the evening. We go for about 4K. Rafferty's doing about 10 miles a week, which is pretty good going.
Oh, sorry, I'm just playing with Betty.
Raph's left the podcast now.
Oh, God!
Raph's just got slapped by the cat. Maybe you should leave the cat alone and focus on the podcast.
Yeah, I should.
So you've been playing, we've been playing much Minecraft or Dungeons or Super Mario of any kind? Or?
Well, I played Dungeons today.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Not much.
We've mostly been playing with Lego, to be honest, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We've got this new adventure, which is really awesome. I like it a lot. I like being the bad guy.
You do seem to like being the bad guy, and you've rediscovered the joy of Lego, which is great. We're not necessarily building too much, but we're just using different characters and using
We're not necessarily rediscovered Lego and Mario.
Well, it's true. You've got to say that into the microphone, I'm not sure.
I haven't rediscovered it because of my Lego Mario.
Have we watched anything good on TV? Have we done anything? Oh my goodness. We did have a nice time last Sunday, didn't we?
What did we do last Sunday?
Well, not the Sunday just gone, but the Sunday before. We all piled into your room to watch a mediocre film on Netflix and just ended up spending
It was really bad.
It wasn't. What was it called? Finding
Ohana.
Finding Ohana, that's it.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great. But that doesn't matter, because we all just piled into your room and watched it on your new television.
Yes.
And sort of
thought we've mentioned that like 500 times.
And we just spent the afternoon messing around and goofing around, didn't we, all together?
You kept becoming this weird ghost ghoul zombie thing.
You put a blanket over my head and then were like flicking my head to try and make me move, and then I would jump at you to make you all you know, squeal.
Yeah.
And you and your sister particularly were trying to hide under the quilt and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good.
That was a great afternoon.
It was, wasn't it? It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's snowing.
Yeah.
It's been snowing all day.
Why haven't we gone out in the snow yet?
There's not that much snow on the ground, to be honest.
That's because we missed our chance.
No, it was never on the ground. It didn't really settle yesterday, and it hasn't really settled today, unfortunately.
Oh.
It's getting a bit snowier, so maybe it will settle. If it keeps going, then fingers crossed, we'll have some snow to...
It's actually, like, snowing. I'm kind of freaking out, because... It's snoring.
So Rafferty had a call with some of his classmates today.
Yes.
And did any of them mention the snow?
Yeah. It was all snowing for them.
I suppose that makes sense. What was the game you were playing?
Oh, we had to name food for every single letter of the alphabet.
Oh, I love games like that. They're great fun.
Yeah.
You can pick any topic and run through the alphabet. It's tremendous fun.
It's quite good.
Especially when you've got multiple people. And you don't just do a letter and then move on to the next person. Everyone has to come up with something. So if you go last...
Oh, we didn't do that.
Oh, I know. But so, like, say there's four of you and you're last and you have to come up with like a food that begins with Q or something like that. That's going to be really tricky.
Kibble. Well, for one of them I said handcrafted hibble bottoms.
That's not a thing.
They didn't care.
Wait, that was what you came up with for H? Handcrafted hibble bottoms. Theoretically, what would a hibble bottom be, Rafty?
Be like a cake with Nutella in and biscuit spread on the top, but it would be like a brownie. It'd be Rocky Road with Nutella on the bottom and Biscoff on the top.
Wow. That sounds delicious.
And marshmallows in it as well.
Why is it called a hibble bottom? Is it because if you eat too many, it has a nasty impact on your digestive system?
No, because it's kind of shaped like a bottom. There's like a bottom. There's two lumps on the top.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Oh.
So is it like two domes, and then one's Nutella and one's Biscoff?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a hibble bottom. Rafferty's special hibble bottoms, now available from Sainsbury's.
Yeah, Rocky. It should be called a Rocky Bottom. That's not better at all.
No.
A Rocky Bottom.
Rafferty's Rocky Bottoms.
Oh, God.
But then if you've got, like, Biscoff or Nutella, they're going to be all gooey, so you call them gooey bottoms. Rafferty's gooey bottoms.
No!
Will they be chewy? Rafferty's chewy bottoms?
Oh, gosh.
Any of these work?
No.
Well, if they look like bottom cheeks, maybe they can be Rafferty's cheeks of delight.
Why?
You don't think?
No, I do not think. I hate.
Oh, well, just about this, though, not in general.
Yours.
So was it good to see people? Good to have a chat?
Yeah.
Cool. Was that the only game you played? What was the thing that about two truths and a...
Oh, yeah, Oh, that was what we were going to do in the assembly.
Ah, okay.
I don't think any of my classmates are going to be listening to this.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to do a quick practice now. Let's do a quick practice. I'll say three things and you have to pick which one's true.
Okay.
And which one is not true.
Okay.
Okay. Let's think. I have to think of some things now. I once sledged down a hill while standing up on a sledge. I once fell off my bike while riding down a hill and landed centimetres away from a giant puddle of slurry. You know what slurry is?
No.
So when there's a farm, they take all the waste from the animals and they store it in big vats and they add a little liquid, and so it's basically like liquid poop that they can then spray on the fields for fertiliser. And the third one is... I've been to Portugal.
All of them.
All of them what?
All of them are not true.
No.
Oh.
Two of them are true, one of them is not true.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to say a second one. Sounds like that would be the one that would be most believable.
So you think that's true?
Yeah. No, I think that one's false, and the other two are true.
Ah.
Am I correct?
Well, the first one is true, but... it's actually the last one that's not true. I've never been to Portugal.
But
I did once fall off my bike and land. I used to be in the Scouts. I was with the Scouts. We used to do bike rides because my dad used to be really into bike riding, like mountain biking. And we were going down this hill, and it was quite fun because you got to go downhill and go quite quickly. And my dad always used to take us on routes that were really hilly because he loved riding up hills. And he's mean. He's not that mean. But he used to love making the Scouts ride up really hilly hills. Except he wouldn't call them hills. He would call them reverse declines or something like that. That's the same thing as a hill. That's an up. It's going up. No, it's not up. It's a reverse decline. So anyway, we were coming downhill after doing a reverse decline. And it was not too steep, but it was steepish. But unfortunately, the ground was really uneven and stony. And I was going downhill, but I lost control of my bike a little bit, and like my feet came off my pedals, and I couldn't get them back on. And then I think the front of my bike hit like a rock, and my bike flipped over, and I came off my bike, and I hit the ground, and I rolled, and I rolled, and I rolled, and I rolled a whole bunch down the hill, and landed at the bottom of this hill. But at the bottom of this hill, there was a huge puddle of slurry. It was like a giant slurry puddle. I'd nearly splattered into after coming off my bike. And
it seems like you front flip off your bikes a lot.
I have done it a couple of times.
Like I think you've told me about front flipping off your bikes.
Actually, it's not just bikes. I front flipped off my bike that time. I did it again later in life when I broke my wrist. That was perfectly timed because she made a crunch noise just as I broke my wrist. And I've also fallen off horses twice forwards, and one time I got a concussion and the other time the horse stood on my hand and I had a big old horse-shaped bruise. It wasn't a bruise shaped like a horse.
No.
It was like a hoof-shaped bruise, that's what I meant to say.
You love front flipping off things.
I wouldn't say I love it. It's not the most fun experience.
You like doing it. Because you do it a lot.
I wouldn't say I like doing it either.
No,
I haven't done it in a while.
I don't mean, but you like it, the pain.
I know what you mean, don't you worry.
Then why do you act like you don't know what I mean?
Because it's more fun.
Is it?
Yes. So, I've never been to Portugal, so that was my thing that was not true.
But it sounded like it would be so true.
Well, I know. I've been to Spain, but I've never been to Portugal.
How come I don't get to go to Spain?
Well, I don't know. Because we're in a global lockdown.
Like before that, we only went to France and Wales.
I'm sure you will get to go to Spain, in time. I didn't go to Spain by
when
the time
I'm 22.
I was older by the time I went to Spain. I went to Barcelona and somewhere else. I can't remember. Okay. Did we say? I can't remember. Anyway, go on in. You have a go.
Okay.
This one might be tricky because I basically know everything about you.
Yeah.
I can jump 13 feet vertically.
Okay. I built that Lego head there.
That's a really good thing for our podcast listeners on an audio-only podcast.
I don't care. It's for you.
Okay, so you got some Lego brick heads. One of them's the Flash. One of them's you.
This, I mean this one. I built that one.
Oh, I know who built that one.
Ah!
And it wasn't you. It was no you.
This isn't going to work.
Okay, you can't do it, huh? Rats. All right. Okay, well, we'll move on from that one. Okay. Stop being distracted by the cat.
What?
She's sleeping.
I love her. I gave her a kiss.
If I came in and prodded you while you were sleeping...
Hey, I was kissing her.
All right. And earlier when she went for you, were you just kissing her then? Or were you, like, messing with her?
Well, she was trying to eat my feet. Oh. It was funny.
Oh, fair enough.
There's a clear difference.
And so, what else have we got going on?
Nothing.
No, nothing. It is life in lockdown. That's the way it goes. You've rediscovered Calvin and Hobbes as well, which is...
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to read every single page in Calvin and Hobbes right now.
So Rafferty has taken it upon himself to read at bedtime. You know, just, you know, decided. And I think it works quite well. So what are you reading at the moment, Raf?
Calvin and Hobbes.
And would you like to explain, to those people who are out there who don't know what Calvin and Hobbes is, would you like to explain what Calvin and Hobbes is?
So Calvin and Hobbes is this amazing book. Well, it's a comic, and so it's about this little boy called Calvin, and his stuffed tiger called Hobbes. But the cool thing about Hobbes is Calvin uses his imagination to make him into a real-life tiger that acts, speaks, and thinks for itself.
Absolutely.
And what? Pounces on Calvin.
And he does a lot of that. And what kind of boy is Calvin?
He's a very strange and imaginative boy.
Mm.
He's got a great imagination, and he's a tiny bit on the mischievous side.
Tiny bit, you say?
A tiny bit.
Just a tiny bit?
Yeah, just a tiny bit.
Quite a large bit on the mischievous side.
Fine. So, yeah, it's really cool. I really like Calvin and Hobbes. I'd recommend it a lot.
Mm, it's one of my personal favourites as well. It's great. It's very funny, and it's funny for a range of ages, not just children.
Yeah, I like comics.
It's probably got a lot of jokes in there that you don't necessarily get, but I find it.
Yeah, there's actually quite a lot of philosophy in it.
Mm, yeah, I think you're right. And Calvin is unknowingly sometimes really quite smart, I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like if Artemis Fowl met him not being annoying. Okay, never mind. It's like if Artemis Fowl met basically every single kid in cartoons.
Yeah, maybe. And you've also been reading the Mega Robo Bros. What on earth is the Mega Robo Bros?
Oh, it's a cool comic about robots.
And they're bros?
Yeah.
But like...
They save the world.
Brothers or like bros, bro?
No, like brothers. They're brothers.
They're actual brothers, robot brothers.
Yeah.
Sick, brah. Okay, excellent. What was that?
It was me reading the entire comic book.
So can you think of... So Calvin uses his imagination. He's got a few, you know, characters that he's created, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's got... Is it Spaceman Spiff?
Spaceman Spiff.
And then he's got...
Who's Spaceman Spiff?
He's a spaceman, but he's Calvin, and he always lands on mysterious planets, and he rides in a cool spaceship.
Yeah, he's always getting himself into trouble, isn't he?
And then there's Stupendous Man.
Stupendous Man.
And he is a superhero who is, you know, stupendous.
He is pretty spectacular, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Kermit often imagines himself as a dinosaur.
Mm.
Sometimes there's been occasions where he's used his
transmogrifier.
Exactly, he's made a transmogrification machine to make himself into different creatures, including
a tiger, tiny tiger,
a tiny fuzzy tiger.
Which, oh, I love that! I love that like longer strip where he's a tiger.
That is good. And obviously, Hobbs the tiger is not that impressed by Calvin the tiger.
No, he's like, I'm lost for words.
I think one of the things Calvin is most famous for, though, is probably his snowmen, right?
Oh, yeah. His snowmen are awesome.
I would recommend, if you've got the time, listeners, just to have a quick Google of Calvin and Hobbes' snowmen, and some of them are truly spectacular.
Yeah.
This is a kid with a big imagination.
Well, you say some of them.
All right, all of them.
Yeah.
Fair enough. The interesting thing about Calvin and Hobbes is that it's, you know, a fantastic piece of work, but it's possibly not as widely known as other things, because Bill Watterson, the guy who wrote Calvin and Hobbes, always resisted the idea that it could be licensed for merchandising. It's only ever been printed, so it used to be printed in a newspaper, and then the newspaper strips were collected into various books, which we have a few of.
Yeah.
But apart from that,
I think we have all of them.
There's no Calvin and Hobbes cartoon. There's no Calvin and Hobbes, you know, pajamas or lunchbox or action figures or anything like that. He was always firmly against the idea that it should be anything but a comic strip.
And I actually kind of agree with that. Like, I kind of agree. I think he could have let, like, a... I think he could probably could have let a T-shirt slip by.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I guess he was worried that perhaps it would be, you know, it would be turned into something that he didn't want it to be. You know, it would be
true.
his idea of what the character was, and he was nervous about that, and he didn't like that. Which is fair enough, because often, you know, you see fairly often that characters are turned into something that's different. Look, for example, you mentioned him earlier, Artemis Fowl. Artemis Fowl film that was released recently on Disney Plus. It's not really the same character as the one in the books. And
he's athletic, which just goes against every single rule ever.
Yeah, Artemis Fowl is about his intellect, not his athleticism.
Yeah, I mean, he's not good at the things that is in the film.
But he's still surfing and all the rest of it.
Yeah, which is...
very unlike Artemis Fowl in the books, anyway.
He'd literally step on the surfboard for 1 second and be like, Butler, are you serious? We could be doing something amazing right now, and you chose for me to learn how to do surfing.
Indeed. So I think that's probably what Bill Watterson was worried about.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fair thing. But on the other hand, if you look at the recent Peanuts movie...
Oh, yeah.
Then I think that's very much in the spirit of the original Charlie Brown and Snoopy cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, it really, really stays close to the original intent, and you know, I wonder if it would be a good thing to have more Calvin and Hobbes out there in the world, because the philosophy of Calvin and the way he looks at the world is you know, is quite refreshing in a lot of ways.
Maybe there's two things that probably wouldn't work: one, action figures, and two, lunchboxes.
Well, yeah, I was just throwing stuff out there. Yeah. It could be anything. But you, I mean, you're lucky enough to have a cuddly Hobbes, which your nanny knitted for you.
Yeah.
Which is really quite something.
Which isn't, like, illegal, because...
Oh, no. He's just called Hobbes and is a tiger. So that's all.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Hobbes in Calvin's imagination and Hobbes in other people's eyes don't look the same. So your Hobbes looks like the way other people see Hobbes.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Because when Calvin sees Hobbes, he's this
tiger.
Sort of sleek tiger who wanders around and walks on two legs and looks very tigery. Whereas when other people see Hobbes, he looks like a cuddly tiger.
Yeah, but that's not what Hobbes is. He's a thinking being for himself.
Absolutely. He's a truly wonderful creation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you've rediscovered Calvin and Hobbes, or are enjoying them again.
Yeah.
Perhaps you could save up to get yourself another Calvin and Hobbes book. I don't know how many there are that we haven't got, to be honest.
I feel like we've got all of them.
We've certainly got most. And I did buy you some of the other ones, and it seems like most of the strips are already in other books that we've got.
I mean, apart from that, you know the Snowman one where he creates Evil Snowman that you got for me, the most recent one? That
Attack
one.
Of the Deranged Snow Goons.
Yeah. I made those big Lego figures of them, remember?
Oh, yeah, I do. That's cool.
We played with them a couple times.
We sure did. And sometimes we have adventures when we go out for our evening walks. Although most of the time we just basically record an episode of the podcast without recording an episode of the podcast. Because we're just chatting away, aren't we, Rafferty?
Yeah. Like, sometimes we have topics, sometimes we don't.
Yeah, like this episode, we couldn't really think of a topic, so we're just...
winged it.
We're winging it. Yeah.
And it turns out all right. And I think the episodes where we just chat, in Daddy's words, are better. Because you said... that when we just chat is better. Which I actually don't agree with.
You don't agree with that?
No. I think when we've got a cool topic, I think that's better.
I suppose it does give us something to focus on.
Yeah.
I think what also helps is when I have more than 3.5 hours sleep. That's
very
normally,
true.
Normally quite helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't... So I...
Why don't you have... Why do you force yourself to have 3.5 hours of sleep? For football. I mean, are people... I know people are like, yeah, football, I love football, yeah, I love it so much. But I just don't get it. I just don't get it at all.
Well, that's fair enough.
I don't like football.
No, and this is American football, so it's not the same football as the football you're thinking of there.
Well, yeah, but like, I don't mind American football, but like regular football, I just don't get it.
I was watching American football last night, of course.
Whenever we play at school, I'm like, I just sit out. I'm just like, yeah, there's no way I'm doing this. I'm not good at sports. I'm good at other things.
Like podcasting.
Video games and podcasting and other stuff. Things.
Speaking of videos, we've been doing loads of videos recently, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, for schoolwork. We just keep the videos coming.
So where there's home schooling tasks that Rafferty's been given where he has to, you know, write a poster or write some tips about something like that, rather than just, you know, writing it down on a piece of paper and then taking a photo and attaching it to the,
that's
assignment.
Boring.
It is boring. What we've been doing is we've been recording little video clips of Rafferty explaining the various bits and pieces. We took a walk the other day to try and find some sounds. You had some recycling tips today. We've been doing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And Rafferty, as it turns out, fantastic presenter of videos.
Yeah. Like, there was one where Mrs. Upson said, "Well done, Rafferty. You would be a great..."
Yeah, what did she say? You were a news reporter or a documentary maker?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
By the way, Mrs. Upson is my teacher. Very good teacher.
Yeah, she's really great.
So?
Been distracted there, Raf?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Been distracted by Lego?
Lego? I know Lego!
So you think the episodes where we have a topic are better, and I think the episodes where I've had more sleep are better. But look, I see what you're saying. You know, it does seem like a strange decision to stay up late, but it's only once a year. It's the Super Bowl.
I feel really tired for some reason.
You feel tired?
Yeah.
Oh, you feel tired, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, is that right?
I actually do, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm so tired. I should have not watched the Super Bowl. Oh, no. I only got 3 hours of sleep. Oh, no.
Well, look, my dad got me into American football because he watched it when I was a kid. And so because of that, I got into it. And, you know, he always... stayed up to watch it. I think he only watched the first half last night because he had to be up at 8 o'clock for work. But, you know, it's just a tradition. Stanley watched it with me last night. Maybe he'll continue to do so. Maybe at some point you might be interested in staying up to watch the Super Bowl with me when you're a bit older.
I'd rather get sleep.
Well, you might change your mind when you're older. Maybe your sister will get into it. That'd be cool.
That'd be weird.
It's nice to have company when you're up at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have pizza, we have beer, watch the Super Bowl. It's great. What's not to like?
I'd only do that for pizza.
We had snacks too, although we didn't actually get to the snacks because we were too full of pizza. I might have gone too heavy on the pizza because we never opened the snacks.
What were the snacks even?
Thai sweet chili crisps and spicy tortilla chips. Nom, 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 nom.
You never even go to the snacks. Surely you'd eat the snacks. Surely you'd have a reasonable amount of snacks first, and then you'd have the pizzas.
Oh no, I got the pizzas ready for the kickoff. So as the game started, we were like, pizzas are ready to go. So as the game's starting, we're starting to eat. That's how you do it. That's how you roll.
Okay.
And when I watched the Super Bowl at my mum and dad's house, like go over there, they would do the same. So they'd have food ready for the start of the game, and then we'd also go and get food ready at half time. It would be great. Double food in it, plus snacks. It would be amazing.
That sounds excessive.
That was delicious.
I'm surprised you don't have anything sweet.
Yeah, you don't really want sweet though, because we're normally drinking beer, and beer and sweet things don't necessarily go, unless you've got like a...
Or if you drink beer and then you have it. Or if you like eat pizza and then have a sweet thing and then drink beer.
No.
Actually, what if you have... Or if you drink beer, have a pizza and then have a sweet thing.
Because then you sort of have to stop drinking beer, and you want to like have some beers during the course of the whole game.
But what, you can't... Why do you have to just stop drinking beer just because you ate?
Because you had the sweet thing and it doesn't go so well. I mean, you don't have to. Plenty of people do. And if you get the right beer, there's some sweet beers. Like, I've got a beer in the garage, which is a Millionaire Shortbread beer.
You should make Millionaire Shortbread again.
I should make Millionaire Shortbread. Have I made Millionaire Shortbread?
Yeah. Have I? Have. When I was, like, 5.
You're right. I should make Millionaire Shortbread, though. Because it is delicious. Yeah. I just have to figure out how to make shortbread.
Oh,
and millionaires.
I've been quilted. Oh no.
Sit up, come on. People, yeah. We're doing a podcast. People need to be able to hear what you're saying.
They can probably hear what, they probably heard what I was saying. I'm gonna let this
out. Knocked over the microphone.
Oh no.
Right, well I'll tell you what, maybe we should wrap this episode up here, Rafferty. What do you say?
Yeah, okay.
Alright, well come and say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, listeners.
One more time.
Goodbye, listeners. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Middle Child Syndrome.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I hope you're all having a good time, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
I'm a YouTuber.